Lowes.com.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And Mayor Mitchell will be in, I believe, with Chris later on today. He's going to, I'm sure, discuss the completion of the North Terminal project for the port. And now moving into the next phase of what will happen there. So he can join and talk about that. South Coast Today has a big story on it today. We didn't have the opportunity to get down there and cover it yesterday, but all the information is there if you want to check it out on southcoasttoday.com. The other big news that came out of Chris's show yesterday was he had Police Chief Paul Oliveira in for an entire hour, and he talked about some of the challenges the department is facing. He talked about the potential for the new police station. He talked about the AR-15 style rifle that's apparently still on the streets. And he, from my understanding, has agreed to make it a regular thing to go on with Chris. So for people who are like, you know, the chief needs to be more transparent. He needs to answer to the people. He'll be on. Now, I read some criticisms online, that people are saying, oh, you know, they weren't taking enough calls. Listen, the phone lines were lit up, but Chris can only get to so many calls. And when it's the first time that you're talking with somebody, I've done this many times with guests over the years and the different shows that I've done. When you're talking to somebody for the first time, there's a lot of questions that you have. There's a lot of conversation that you need to have before you get into the calls. And I've had entire shows with guests where I've said, you know, doing like Spooky South Coast, for example, where it's a 2-hour show where I've said, you know, we're not going to take any calls. I've got too much that I want to cover with this guest to get you the information. We'll have them back later. They can answer questions next time. I've done that plenty of times. In fact, my Midnight Society show, I actually stopped taking calls. Because so often the calls would not be on topic, or it would derail what I was trying to, you know, the conversation I was trying to have. And I think people have to understand that. Like when you say, oh, well, how come I got rushed off the air? Well, if your question was, if a conversation is rolling and people are interested in joining that conversation and you call in, let's just say, you know, I've got a guest on right now and we're talking about mosquitoes and the Triple E threat. And this person's giving us really good information, and we're getting a ton of phone calls during that discussion. My assumption is going to be that ton of phone calls is coming during this discussion because that's what people want to talk about. And then if I go to the phones and I take your call and I say, okay, you're next with mosquito expert, Dr. Buzz, and you say, well, you know, I actually was, I want to talk about something that you brought up in the first hour. And I'm going to say, no, I'm sorry. Call back later. Call back tomorrow. Or if I do let you make your point, I'm going to spend 30 seconds making a point and then rush you off the air because it's not part of the conversation we're having. Or it's not part of the conversation that I'm agreed that with the guest that it'll be about. You don't bring a guest on and blindside them with something. You want to come on? What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about this. Okay, you can come on and talk about it. Then you can say to them, are you okay with taking questions on other things? If they might say, I only want to talk about this today. All right. Well, you can't then blindside them with other things. Just bad etiquette. Because that's how you keep yourself from ever getting a guest again. The worst thing I ever heard in radio, there were a couple of Boston hosts on one of the sports stations. And they had Rick Pitino on. They hyped up this Rick Pitino interview. He called in. We going out of the phone lines. We got Rick Pitino. Like giving the whole big spiel intro. And then like, morning, Rick. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing well. You ruined the Celtics and then hung up the phone. Like, to me, that's the stupidest thing you can do. Whatever laughs they think that they got out of that, I don't get it. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Gilly Saffiolis.
How you doing, Gilly?
I'm glad you went to that topic. You know, I understand what you're saying with the guests, but, you know, when you've got somebody on there, and a lot of people were complaining, like you said, on the, you know, on one site. And it's, why soft-coat the questions to somebody that's there? That's what I like to know.
Well, I missed what you said. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm saying is you guys got guests on the program, so you can ask them questions. And, you know, it just, you're there to really, without us out here, you know, the people that listen to you guys, without us calling in, you guys would have no show. But when you got somebody on the program where questions should be asked, and you, I mean, and I'm going to bring up something that I understand it's your guys' shows, you can do whatever you want, but you also got to realize customers aren't always right, but we did make paydays possible. Without us, you guys wouldn't have a show. So when you put somebody on there, like you did it with Linda every time you had her in there for a year, and she brought a sidekick with her, and nobody could call in and ask.
Well, see, here's the biggest problem, Gilly, is you're confusing your personal thoughts and feelings with what the rest of the audience feels when the rest of the audience says every time that you call in, they turn off the radio because they don't want to hear you again.
Well, that's what they actually say.
I hear that all the time from people. Ah, here's Gilly again with his bone, with Linda Morad.
Do I bring any facts on the radio?
It doesn't matter if you bring facts or not. People are tired of hearing it, Gilly.
Did you just hear the people that were just putting on the websites and everything about not questioning the people? That's all I'm saying. Without us, you guys wouldn't have any show, Tim.
The only comments that I saw was they didn't get to enough calls. That's what I saw people complaining about. But you can only get to so many when you're having a conversation with somebody.
And well, do you realize that I'm going to say this, Tim, and the people out there? Beverly Richards, when he comes on, he takes more calls in a row than both you and Chris.
Because that's how he likes to run his show. Everybody does it differently.
I realize that.
I take every call that comes into the show. Some people I might rush off. I'm not really, you know, I don't really want to have the guy that calls in every day and makes a sermon. But for the most part, everybody that calls in, they get on the air.
Why are you guys there? Are you there for us to voice our opinions?
You know what we're here for? You know what we're here for? We're here to play commercials and give you information. That's our job. Taking calls is just part of it.
Tim, you're giving us information sometimes that's not true. That's the bottom line. There's the times you guys give information that you think this happens. It's an entertainment, you guys say. You know, you got people coming on your program and you don't ask him the questions that the people want to ask. That's all. I mean, I'm not trying to, I know you're saying this and that, but everything that I brought to that radio station, I have proof, have videos, I have everything.
You know that these are all questions that you can call the chief and ask yourself, right? You don't need him to be on the air for you to confront him. The problem is you just want to call in and confront him about your personal gripe that you have with him, wants to hear that.
Well, Tim, you got to realize, I have talked to the chief personally, okay? I have talked to him. You know what he told me the other day? The DA doesn't even want to pursue the thing with Linda. I'm a 73-year-old man. They got attacked by her. And
a reminder. Where she just moved you out of the way. You weren't attacked. You were pushed out of the way. You weren't attacked by Naomi Carney. She smacked a phone out of your hand. Don't misconstrue the facts and don't... You say that you bring facts, but what you're bringing is drama. What you're bringing is overplaying what actually happened to make yourself out to be a victim.
No, I am the victim here, Tim. I am the victim. It's by the letter of the law that's unlawful touching. That's the law.
And then you know what? Then by the letter of the law, I would say you're also harassing by the fact that you can't stop talking about this and calling into the radio station and complain about it. Get over it, Gilly. It's not going to go any further. Move on from it. Don't live your life like this. You're a great guy. You have so many other things going on in your life. Don't obsess over these tiny little things that aren't going to make a difference. You're bigger than that. You're better than that.
Well, Tim, if that's the case, if I'm not bringing out facts, why is this city in such a turmoil because of the city councilors fighting with the mayor and everything? Why is that going on?
That's a fair question, and that's a fair topic, and that's something people are interested in discussing and hearing more about.
Those are the questions you should be asking the city council. But you guys don't ask him when they got him on. Everybody sugarcoats it.
You do realize that not every conversation is a hot seat.
No, I understand that. You have some people that come on there to give good information. They give good information, Tim. And you know where I'm coming from, Tim.
I think a lot of people are happy for the services that we provide and the fact that we are able to have these conversations in a way that's not combative.
Tim, I understand what you're saying. You know, you're saying about the city council, and I got a bone with Linda Moret. She arrested me for clapping in a chamber, Tim.
And so there you have it. You just admitted it. It's just your vendetta against her.
Excuse me?
It's just your vendetta against her.
It isn't a vendetta. You can't be a president of a city council and treat people the way she's been on video, she's been on voice thing, calling people the A word. Come on, that's a thing of a lady opening her mouth. Come on, Tim.
All right, I think I've pushed your buttons enough this morning, Gilly. I got to hold you there because I got some other callers.
Tim. You didn't push my button enough. I'm just saying, Paul Santos was on that program, and he was a lawyer, and he said on your radio that that's unlawful touching. She shouldn't have done that. If I was to do that to her, I'd be arrested.
Then maybe you need to hire him as your lawyer.
Listen, nobody wants to take my case around here because everybody's connected. But I'm going to tell you one thing.
Is it that they're connected, or is it that they don't think that you have a case?
Don't think that I got a case.
You said the DA doesn't even want to take it up.
I wonder why. That's on video. You guys are talking about cameras. You know, the chief was on there saying that the cameras speak better than the shot spotter. That's what he said yesterday on your program. I got a video of this happening, and he's looking right at it. And you know what he said to me? I will never arrest somebody for something like that. It's the law. He doesn't even follow the law.
All right. I got to hold you there because I got some other callers, but thank you for the call.
I appreciate your time, Tim, but you know what I mean? If the people out there just realize what's going on, because every time I walk the streets, everybody's coming up to me, politicians and everything. That's the thing that really gets me.
All right.
It's because I don't have the money to fight the city hall.
I do. I got to hold you there, but before I let you go, I love you.
I love you too, Tim.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing, bud? I hope you're having a good morning.
So, doing all right. How about you?
I've been listening to the show for about a year now. And when I first listened, honestly, I was probably against the way you ran the show. But I think you actually do an amazing job. You pretty much get all to the point. So you're, I thought you were kind of one-sided, but you're really not. You just say what's the truth. You know what I mean? What's on the news, what's out there, what's not. And what people don't want to hear is what people don't want to hear. Not everybody's going to be happy with what comes out of your mouth. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think from what our friend just said now, that you guys don't ask the questions. You guys, I think you said it too. You're not just going to have them come on and just throw every bad question and everything all at once. You want these people to come back. You want people to trust the radio too. You know what I mean? So I think you guys do a good job on the interviews. Now, as far as the whole instigation with him, it is. I think you are right. Like, people are kind of getting sick of him calling in and saying the same thing over and over and over. And if you care about the city and care about the big issues, your problems take a back seat to that. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's a lot of people just want to be the victim nowadays, and they don't understand that you can't be the victim if you want something good to happen in your city.
Good point.
All right, Tim. I just wanted to tell you, I do appreciate you guys, and you are doing an amazing job. Keep it up, my friend.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, Tim.
And let's go to one more call here before I got to take the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, Mr. Weisberg, that was brutal, you know. Come on. I called in to say how happy I am that you got a big raise. You should be partying and all.
Wait, nobody said I got a raise. I just got a promotion. Nobody said anything about a raise.
Well, you didn't get no more money with that? You got a promotion, but no more money?
I don't know.
Well, I'll have a big fight about that. Who's the boss over there?
Wait a minute,
Michael Ross. You said his name enough times over there.
Yes, he is the director of content. So now I'm.
You know what? That last call was saying that he's tired of hearing a Gilly. Listen, we call in to talk, and we have a right to. And I want to hear what the guy is saying. So if the other guy that just called doesn't like it, he doesn't have to turn the radio on when Gilly's on.
But also, you know, when you've heard it 30 times, you already know what's going to be
said.
I
want to hear what everybody has to say. I don't care how many times they have to say it. If they have to keep on saying something, it means they're not getting the point across. Okay? How many times have I called the same thing over and over and over? Come on now. That was mean. That was brutal. That was hard to listen to.
That was not mean.
It was mean. You keep calling in with the same thing.
That's just how Gilly and I talk to each other.
No matter what he's saying, he's calling your show, Mr. Weisberg. So come on. But anyway, like I said, I don't want to defend him to the death, you know. But you got a promotion. I'm happy when I saw that.
Thank you.
Boy, you just came back from traveling around. You had a good time, and now you hear that. That's pretty good. But if you're going to get a promotion, does that mean you have to do more work or what?
That's what it means. Yep, more responsibilities, more duties.
Okay.
But it'll all be stuff after I'm off the air, so the show won't change any.
So who's the one that gives you that promotion? Who's the one that says you're getting a promotion?
Well, I mean, I work under Michael Rock and Mark Stokowski, our market president, and they're the ones that have the faith in
Mr.
me.
Mr. Rock needs to give you a little bit more money.
Like I'm sure, but that wasn't my concern. My concern was, what can I do to make us better?
It's my concern, because then maybe the next time if I bump into you, you'll be able to afford to buy me a sandwich, a donut, a coffee.
I will definitely buy you a sandwich someday, Mary.
Yeah, that's going to be a big event, you know.
We'll be using a seize the deal, but I will buy you a sandwich.
I want a big one.
We'll find the biggest one they have.
That want a lot of meat in it and less bread.
We'll get you a nice. Let's see. You know what? Have you've never tried the Francesina sandwich? Have you the Portuguese sandwich there? The one from the north part of Portugal that they it's a very involved sandwich.
And they serve that at the feast, right?
No, they do it at Restaurant Algarve. Has a bunch of them on the menu and some of the other Portuguese restaurants. But someday I will take you out for a Francesina.
Well, I appreciate that, because I'm going to celebrate something one of these days, and I'm going to be waiting for that.
It's a knife and fork sandwich, though, for sure. You can't pick it up with your hands.
Oh, boy, I'm going to fork it in. That's nice.
I'm going to just leave that alone.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.
You as well. All right, 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We will be right back. And if you got to go. Welcome back in. And it's time to go into the news. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. If you missed the news about Stop and Shop, we'll go over that. I'll go over some of those prices again, just to give you some of the lowered prices. I didn't put those in the story because they're for Rhode Island. But, you know, it'll give you an idea of what Stop and Shop is looking to do here in Massachusetts as well, as they're going to begin lowering prices. And at least in Rhode Island, they're eliminating the 10-cent bag fee, but they're also looking to do it here in Massachusetts too. There's just a little bit of a hang up. So we can get into all of that and more. But right now it's time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Florida braces for mighty Hurricane Milton. Trump denies post-presidency phone calls with Putin and the richest female musician in the world. Any guesses?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
FEMA's Response and Recovery Acting Director Keith Turry is warning Florida residents to take Hurricane Milton seriously.
Unfortunately, there are always folks that don't take those orders seriously. And unfortunately, in almost every one of these storms, we do see loss of life.
Speaking on Fox News Tuesday, Turry spoke about making sure to leave the area before it was too late. Milton is expected to remain a major hurricane and expand in size as it nears Florida's west coast. The center of the storm expected to make landfall on Thursday night. Residents in the danger zone are urged to finish making preparations and evacuate if ordered. Floridians are traveling north. This man who stopped in Savannah, Georgia, says it's his first time evacuating for a hurricane.
Right now, I think the hardest part is going to be the not knowing. Normally, we're there, so we see what's happening. We see damage that's happened. Last time, we were able to help some neighbors that had trees that had fallen down, fences that had fallen down.
Milton has fluctuated between a Category 4 and 5 storm as it moves closer to the west coast of Florida. National Weather Service describing it as a historic storm, as it could be the worst one to hit Tampa in more than 100 years. Former President Trump's campaign is denying claims he made multiple phone calls with Russia's Vladimir Putin since leaving office in January of 2021. The allegations are in Watergate journalist Bob Woodward's new book, War, slated to release next week. The Trump campaign spokesperson says the story's false and added that Trump did not give Woodward access for his latest book, as he had for his previous books. Zillow now includes climate risk data. Timmy Trujillo with the details.
It's there for every property listed for sale on the real estate marketplace. The company's teamed up with climate risk firm First Street to include the effects of climate change into its risk scores. The move comes as North Carolina starts on the road to recovery after the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Helene, with most property owners there not having flood insurance. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Actress Jenna Fisher is sharing her breast cancer diagnosis on social media. Brian Shook has more.
The Office star posted her story on Instagram for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. She was diagnosed last December with stage 1 triple positive breast cancer and is cancer free after surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. Fisher wrote in her caption, "I wanted a photo of myself in my patchy pixie, looking happy and healthy to go along with this news." She encouraged others not to miss their routine mammograms. I'm Brian Shook.
And Taylor Swift is claiming the top spot as the richest female musician in the world, surpassing Rihanna. According to Forbes, Swift's net worth is $1.6 billion. That's ahead of Rihanna's $1.4 billion. Swift's rise mostly comes from her Eras tour, which brought in over $2 billion earlier this year.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Florida Panthers 6-4. Home game with the Montreal Canadiens on Thursday. Celtics host the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday. And the Patriots host the Houston Texans on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Sunshine all day today. A chilly start, but seasonable high temperatures hovering around 65 degrees come the afternoon. Another cool morning on Thursday, topping out only in the upper 50s with mostly sunny skies. Friday, we're flirting with a low in the 30s for the first time this season. Sunshine all weekend, with the next chance of showers on Monday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Sea Streak Sunset Cruise. Take in the sights of historic New Bedford from the water on Saturday, October 12th. Book now at cstreak.com. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
This is Radio Freedom.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That is the KLF, 3 a.m. Eternal. The KLF, which had its own like mythology around their music, the ancients of Moo and all that. It's pretty interesting. It's a rabbit hole that if you go down to, it incorporates some real life mythology and some things they kind of made up on their own. Very interesting. I had no idea when I was a kid that's what it was all about. I just liked the sound of the phone beeping in the song. Boop, beep, boop. I just thought that was kind of cool. Like kids today are like, what is that noise? What is that noise in that song? That's what phones sounded like back in the days, kids. Back in those days, that's what phones sounded like. There was a lot of electronica in those days, we'll say. You know, the fact that we started to get touch tone phones and we could have them make noises. But do you remember maybe you didn't have them in your malls, but I remember they had one in the Brockton Mall, the Westgate Mall there, and they had one at the Cape Cod Mall in Hyannis where they had like these AT&T stores, but not cell phone stores because this was pre-cell phone. They had these AT&T stores where they would have all of these different kinds of phones that you could buy. And then, you know, you'd go in, you'd try the phones out and you'd be like, okay, I want to get this Garfield phone or I want to get this. And it's like, you're basically just spent $80 for something that a $10 phone would have done. And I'm not even talking about cordless phones. These were all like corded phones, but you went in and like they had an old timey phone that you had the earpiece you held up to your ear and the mouthpiece. Excuse me, that you talked into. Or they had the Garfield phone. Or they had, I'm trying to think of what other characters there were. I remember there was a Bart Simpson phone where the handset was in the back of his head. So it was like his hair and it came out and Bart Simpson would talk to you. Like there was like an option that you could press and it would be Bart talking on the handset. There was also, when I saw the first video phone at one of those, and I was like, well, how does this work? And well, the person on the other end has to have a video phone too. Wait, so now two of us have to buy these like $1,000 phones? And then, you know, you see Back to the Future 2 and you're like, yeah, someday everybody will be using video phones and people will just video chat with each other. And it'll be so great because we'll see each other. And now what happens? If you see somebody talking to somebody else on FaceTime, you're like, how rude, turn it off. Just talk on the phone like a normal person. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
If anybody deserves it, it's you. That's really great. What kind of promotion did you get? I just heard about it now.
I was the brand manager here. They just made me the assistant director of content, which all that means is that I'll just be doing the same thing I'm doing here, and I'll just help out a little bit with some stuff at Fun 107 too.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome. That's really good. And then I wanted to tell you too that Caliente, have you tried it yet?
I have not tried it yet, no.
Oh, we did the other night. It was really, really good. It was packed. My brother went about 5 o'clock and he picked up food to bring home. He bought all kinds of stuff just for us to try and stuff. I had the tacos because I'm not a big fan of Mexican food, but those were delicious. It was with pieces of steak. I mean, little chunks of steak in it, not ground up or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not a spicy person, so I just had lettuce, onions, tomatoes, and cheese, and the steak. It was very good. But they put like a little oil on top of it, so it wasn't dry. But it was very, very good. And they had all kinds of different things. The fried plantains, and he bought all that stuff. But the kids loved it, and yeah, we really enjoyed it.
So that came from the Dartmouth one, right? The New Bedford one isn't open yet?
No, the Dartmouth one, yeah. The old Papagino's on Route 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's big inside. It's one of the bigger ones. So the place was packed. People were sitting inside there. And that was at 5 o'clock. Usually doesn't start getting busy till about 6 or 7. But, it was really nice. He said they have regular food in there, too, if you don't really care for Mexican.
Oh, that's good.
They have steaks and the egg on top of it, like a Portuguese or a Mexican one, with the refried beans and the rice and beans and different things like that.
Hmm. Sounds good.
Big menu on Google.
I'll have to give it a try.
Yeah, it's really good. You'll enjoy it. And the prices are really reasonable.
And
they're very good.
And so you said you're not a taco person, but you had it anyway. Will you have it again? That's the question.
I will. Yeah, the steak. I love steak anyway. But I will.
Well, good.
I don't like, I won't name the different ones, but I'm just not one for spicy food or the refried beans or any of that stuff, but
it's not for everybody.
No, but anyway, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And you have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Take care. And I can speak to that, you know, myself. Like, I like Mexican food, but I don't go crazy for Mexican food like other people do. I mean, there are people that just are over the moon about Mexican food. I mean, I like it. You want to go to the Mexican place? I'll go with you. Sure. I like it. But, like, it's not something that I think about often. I think tacos are overrated. I enjoy them, but I think they're overrated. So, I mean, I'd rather have, you know, steak Sunday than Taco Tuesday. But I do like Mexican food, and I do like going to Mexican restaurants, having a margarita. And normally, you know, I kind of stick to the same items that I get in places like that. You know, I'm going to get a fajitas or I'm going to get a burrito or something. But, you know, every once in a while I'll try something different, something out of the box. I'll have to try Caliente. Sounds like it's pretty good. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Mr. Big Shot.
Ha ha, yeah.
Ha ha ha, Mr. Big Shot. Remember that song?
I do.
Yes, congratulations. I'm just worried, you know, you're not going to, like, burn yourself out, are you?
Thank you. No. Just doing some of the things that I already do for this station, I'll also do for Fun 107. Not a big deal. Stuff I used to do. I used to do it before in my previous role here. So it's just, you know, just doing some of that stuff again.
Well, that's great. I mean, yeah, you do a whole lot. You spend, 12 hours a day, 10 hours a day on your job?
Yeah, kind of. I don't have anything else. It's all I have.
Well, I'm so proud of them because I'm proud of you. And that just makes me so happy about the station and their decision on doing this for you. Because you deserve it, Tim. You're awesome. I told you, I just love waking up with you every morning. You make my day. You have no idea how you just get me started in such a happy way.
There's an easy way to get promoted in the radio world. Just be the one employee that answers the phone when people call when something goes wrong.
Yes, you fix everything when something goes wrong.
Oh, I don't necessarily fix it, but at least I answer the phone.
Well, remember the night of the 50s night? You had to go back to the station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had to stay there till, 11:30, I think you said?
I came here after the 5K on Sunday. There was an issue. I came over and checked that out. Yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, I want everything to run right. I want everything to run smoothly. That's why when things don't go right, I get upset, that especially if I don't know about it, you know. But we all work together great as a team, so I'm glad that they want to have me do a little bit more.
I just wish Chris and Barry would do their app chat. Oh, speaking of app chats, I sent you one yesterday for Dan in New Bedford. He's so worried that he was, not so worried, but his concern was that he was afraid he'd be, you know, mixed up for the bad Dan. So I sent you an app chat. You should call him Dan the Man. And then everybody will know it's the good Dan.
I mean, I think he should just call himself good Dan. The problem is the other guy tries to pretend that he's that Dan.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize that I know that he's not.
He scares me. He really scared me that one time when you were doing your show. I think it was at Stevie's. Actually, I can't even remember where you were, but I think you were in Mattapoisett or something. But I was just worried, like you got a stalker. I think he's just stalking you.
I mean, until he starts app chatting me with Play Misty for me, I think I'll be okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell you how happy I am. Oh, no, you know what? I do need to ask you. So, Barry, there's in Carolina, there's a charity called Hearts with Hands.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to it, .org, when I go to it and I hit call, the mailbox is full. But Kathy called in the other day right after me and said that she got through with www.heartswithhands. So I was just wondering, before Barry comes on today, like you can leave a note. Am I supposed to do it that way? Or is it just the way he keeps saying? Because I heard Mark.
No, the www doesn't matter. That doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, because I can't seem to get through on the phone. And I know
because so many people are calling. So you just got to get them at a time when they've been able to clear out the mailbox and then get back to other calls.
Yeah, yeah.
Just keep trying.
Good Steve, he called in. We call him Good Steve because there once was a bad Steve. But I think that's mean to call somebody bad and then, you know, one good. But he called in. He has some kind of charity news. So I know he's usually always listening. So I hope he's listening and he can call in.
All right.
But other than that, everything's great. I took collision off my insurance, so it's down to $122 a month. But I'm fully covered every other aspect.
Good, good. All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great day.
You too, Big Shot.
All right. Take care. I got to take a break here. Caller, hang on. I will get to you as soon as I come back, but I want to get this one in. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right. Back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. What's going on?
How you doing?
Not bad. So tell me what's going on. I hear everybody congratulating you, but I didn't even hear what you got a promotion for.
Oh, they basically, instead of just being the brand manager for WBSM, I'm the assistant content director for BSM and for Fun 107. So basically it just means I'm just doing a little bit now on the Fun 107 brand as well.
Oh, okay. So who would you be the boss of now?
I'm really nobody's boss because nobody listens to me. But I'm basically I'm just kind of overseeing things. So like I handle like scheduling on BSM, but like I don't tell anybody what to do kind of boss. That's not my style or our style.
Ah, okay. All right. No, I didn't know if you were like a supervisor for like BSM talk radio, like, you know, kind of coordinating them, like if they were to do
Michael,
a remote and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that kind of stuff I do, like the behind the scenes stuff. Sure. Like, you know, if there's a remote, I go out, I set it up, and then, you know, Chris just shows up where he's supposed to be, and then I'm back here at the studio producing it because, you know, I can produce him on site, but the other hosts can't. It's, you know, just I have the technology on my computer. They don't have that. And then, you know, also. I handle like programming things and, you know, things like that. Like all the cache codes that you hear, I'm the one that edits all that together and does all that, you know, just kind of behind the scenes stuff. So now I'm going to be able to help out and do some of that stuff on Fun 107 and mostly help with the digital stuff, the articles and things like that.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well deserved. You've been there for a while anyways, right?
Yeah, I've been here full time since 2017, but I started doing a show here in 2002 with a sports show. So I've been here over 20 years in some capacity.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, I just I started hearing everybody congratulate. I was like, oh, Tim got a promotion. I already thought you were the top banana over there already.
Yeah, I used to be the DME, which I was responsible for all the digital content on both BSM and Fun 107. And then when they made me the brand manager of WBSM, it was like, okay, you're just going to focus on WBSM. And now I guess we've been doing okay with this because now they're saying, okay, now we're going to have you help out with some of the stuff on Fun 107 that needs some help. So,
Right. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. So the other thing, you were talking about tacos. I feel the same way. Like everybody talks about Taco Tuesday. I'm like, there's nothing special about a taco.
Right.
I would actually rather have a burrito bowl than a taco. And then you can give me like shaved steak, like a steak and cheese over a taco any day.
I'd agree.
And I think there's a special day for steak, right? Is there a special day? There's like February 14th is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we can't say it on the radio, but I know what you mean. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's a better day. It's just a steak day is always a better day. And, you know what I saw? Talking about food. There's different types, like an animal. We have animals and then we have food. And we actually change the name of the animal when it becomes our food. Why is that? Why do we call a cow, but when it becomes...
Right, yeah.
When it's slaughtered, it becomes beef.
SNL just did a sketch on that. Did you see the SNL sketch?
No.
Oh, check it out. So it was Nate Bargatze was the host. I think I'm saying that right. But he was playing George Washington, and he's talking about his vision for America. And he's talking about how they're going to change the English language and make it weird. It's so funny. And he talks about that. He goes, you know, what are we going to call... What happens when we kill a cow? Well, it becomes beef. What about when we eat a pig? That becomes pork. What about a chicken? Well, that's still chicken. It's very, very funny. It was a good sketch.
Yeah, you know what? I have seen that. I just didn't see that segment where they talk about food, but I have seen that one where they're talking about like the numbers and measurements and stuff like that. That's hilarious. Yeah, I was just thinking about that random like steak and all of a sudden now you call it a steak, call it beef, but When it was alive, you called it a cow.
Because it softens the blow of eating one of God's creatures.
I guess I'll tell you what I can't eat, and it's kind of against the Portuguese tradition of eating like a fish with a head still on it. I could never do that.
Yeah,
I've seen it, and it just stares at me, and I just see a fish looking at me. Like I have no problem killing a fish, fishing, killing it, gutting it. I don't care. But something about it being on my plate, the head's gonna go.
We used to have that with the Jewish culture. We'd have that with our gefilte fish, and I was like, I don't know that I can eat it. Well, here, just take a bite. Oh yeah, that's delicious. I can eat it. And I'd just be looking at the fish, be like, sorry, but you're so good.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, maybe I was traumatized by Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom, where they took out the monkey head and he at the dinner table.
Chilled monkey brains. Yes, I remember that very well. Yes.
Maybe I was a little traumatized.
Or maybe you were more traumatized by Faces of Death when they actually are, you know, preparing that live and in person. I don't know if you saw that one.
No, I didn't see that. No.
Don't watch it then.
All right, Tim. All right. I just wanted to call in. Congratulate you. Good job.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You got it. Later.
And speaking of food, I don't think you're going to get chilled monkey brains at the butcher shop, but you can get pretty much anything else at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They have not only great high quality meat, but they have hard to find stuff that you can't get anywhere else. If there's something that you're looking for and nobody else has it, talk to Eric, talk to Joe. They will get it for you. And they're going to make sure that you get a good high quality cut of meat the way that you want it. And take my word on this. Get yourself a celebrity pork chop. They are incredible, and they will change your life. Just one of the many great things you'll find at the butcher shop, including all your beer and wine needs, delicious pre-made foods, other things that you need on your shopping list. It's all right there at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll be right back. All right, that is going to do it for this hour. We have